The Dunleavy administration's decision to redefine PFAS levels considered safe in drinking water has caused dissension among agency staff. As Coast Alaska's Jacob Resnick reports, lawmakers have scheduled to hold a hearing on the issue later this week.
The Department of Environmental Conservation has quietly reclassified how it measures PFAS contamination in groundwater. In April, the state agency decided it would test for fewer chemicals to determine whether well water is safe to drink. The shift in policy won't affect thousands of households whose wells have elevated PFAS levels and receive alternative water supplies from the state. But going forward, DEC would use the new, less stringent standards before providing supplemental water. The move was panned by environmental groups, and according to an internal DEC memo obtained by Coast Alaska, by the agency's own policy analyst working on the issue. The analyst wrote a single-page memo dated Sunday, April 28th. She argued that, quote, "The best way to protect our citizens of the state of Alaska is not by rolling back standards. Such actions go against our responsibility as environmental and health professionals to ensure the drinking water of Alaskans is safe." Its author is Sally Schlichting, a senior DEC policy analyst who led the state's team surveying contaminated sites and crafting regulations. She's on leave and couldn't be reached for comment. The Dunleavy administration dismissed the criticism. DEC Commissioner Jason Brunet released a recorded statement Wednesday.
"This individual is entitled to her opinion. However, she does not speak for the Department of Environmental Conservation, nor for the administration."
He said the science surrounding PFAS is evolving and noted the federal government is already working to craft an updated standard for states to follow.
"We will be closely monitoring the EPA's progress on this issue and the emerging science, and if necessary, we will adjust our course."
Representative Garen Tarr said she strongly disagrees with that approach.
"There's no reason that you should not take action to protect the health of your citizens and the environment and clean drinking water, because at some point, and we hope in the future, the federal government is going to take action."
The Anchorage Democrat co-chairs the House Resources Committee, which has scheduled a Friday hearing on PFAS contamination. She said the internal memo lends evidence that the state's revised PFAS policy was a political decision rather than a move to protect human health and the environment.
"So it tells me that the administration ignored the recommendations of the scientists at their department."
It's likely much of the PFAS pollution is from FAA-mandated fire suppressant foam used at airports. A survey of state-owned airports across Alaska discovered contaminated well water around Fairbanks, Bristol Bay, and the southeast community of Gustavus. Reporting in Juneau, I'm Jacob Resnick.